Good morning. My guests this morning are Vicky Gumpfer and Vesna Breznikar from the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. Good morning, you two.
Hi.
Good morning, Roland.
It seems to me that Healdsburg is bidding quite fair to become a major art center for Sonoma County. And the event we're going to be talking about today, Clay and Glass, a visit to three glass and clay studios, bears that out, I think. So talk about this fun time all day long on June 18th.
So we meet at the Art Center, and we'll go through the exhibit to describe all the different art that's there. Then we will get into our little van and first go to Gregory's studio. He makes these wonderful audio phones that amplifies an iPhone.
Handmade audio phones?
That's right.
There's a picture here in the program that it's wonderful.
It's quite amazing.
That would change my whole view of telephones.
Yeah. It's the past and the future.
Right.
Right there. And so then we'll break for lunch at the James Family Winery. And then we'll have a little bit of wine tasting there. Then go on to Bill Geisinger's studio, and he's quite an amazing artist. Totally self-sufficient, has the clay on his land. He grows the trees to fire his own wood-firing
kiln. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Vesna, isn't he going to give us an experience with the clay?
Yes. He will also let us squeeze the clay that he's making and perhaps make something out of it. Yeah, it's a hands-on experience. And Vicky will tell us about the glass.
Oh, yes. So after Sebastopol, we'll head back to Healdsburg and visit with Studio Belvetro. And they're an amazing couple that came from the East Coast and landed in Healdsburg. And they do amazing works, studied in Venice and Murano glass. But what's really special is in the exhibit, we have this 10-foot-long chandelier of bubbles.
Ooh, I saw the
amazing.
Picture.
Amazing. Yeah. So come to the exhibit as well. It will be up through July 17th. And it's an amazing exhibit. It's our fifth annual clay and glass exhibit that Vesna and Diana have curated. So it just gets better and better every year, going deeper and deeper into the clay and glass communities in California.
Well, we're very used to taking people around to see the artists, their work, and their studios here in Sonoma County. But you've combined a gallery show with a tour of the artist studios, and all in one day. That's really a remarkable feat.
Yes, it's a 9 to 5.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because we're pairing the art with the wine and food,
yes,
which is what
right.
Sonoma County is known for. Yeah.
It's part of Sonoma County's art, really.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you have other events like this planned for the Healdsburg Center for the Arts at other times? This seems like a wonderful direction to be going in.
Absolutely. So every exhibit that we host at the Healdsburg Center for the Art, we're hoping to have various experiences. So what we are is an art center, so we want to provide experiences in the arts. So, you know, it takes that sort of hands-on or, you know, meeting the artists and telling the stories of who we are, and that's what art does best. So we will have many more events.
And we've had jazz in the gallery, poetry readings, and usually there's a musician at all of our openings. For this one, we had one of the artist's husband played an actual saw
great.
From his garage.
Well, thank you two very much for coming in. And let's tell people once again that this is a series of three glass and clay studio visits. It's happening on June 18th from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon with a wonderful lunch in the middle of it. For information, the telephone number is 431-1970 online, healdsburgcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.